right. Hello. Welcome back to Power Play Podcast for a Thursday episode. And I've never done this before. This is the first time we're doing it. And this is basically just going to be me talking to you as a person. Mano y mano, if you want to go that route. I don't have any topics. I don't have anything to pitch to you guys. I'm not going to tell you what to go read this week. I'm just going to talk to you as me. Just as me to you, one-on-one. And I thought for each week, once I do a Thursday podcast, which won't be every week, it might be once a month, it might be even less than that, I don't know. It all depends on what I want to talk about. But this week I wanted to choose a topic, like one thing to like kind of stick to. Each week I'll do like a different topic, like a kind of a big issue kind of thing. So even though I don't really care too much about like social politics or anything like that, I could talk about some things like that that I'm interested in, but yeah, it's not really interesting. It's not really entertaining. And these episodes might be a little bit shorter, maybe like 15, 20 minutes or something like that. I have no clue. I'm just going to keep talking until I get bored or I run out of things to talk about. So this might be a little more relaxed and calm of a podcast. I'm usually kind of high energy and kind of insane, but this is going to be more like a you know, on the same level kind of thing. Like, we're on the same level as people, and I just want to talk to you like you're a gosh darn person. So that being said, this week's theme or topic is introversion. Now, I hope that if you're an extrovert or an introvert, you can relate to this in some way. I am almost 100% introverted, if not 100%. I'm not exactly sure how you can tell, but I did take a quiz one time. It was like a 100 question quiz on introversion, extroversion, and like what type you are. And I was an ISJP, I think. IJSP, I can't remember, but it was pretty much 100% introvert. I had about 50% skill, maybe 25%, I can't remember, listening, I don't know. But anyways, and being an introvert for most of my life, or I guess all my life, I'm still an introvert. I haven't changed, and I don't think you can change. I think that you're who you are, like, your entire life. You can fake it, and you can kind of, you know, you can be certain ways around different people, but ultimately, like, who you are by yourself, that's who you are. If you're just by yourself, just hanging out, how you feel in that moment, that's who you are as a person. While you're just hanging out by yourself, and you think racist thoughts, then you probably are racist, even though you don't show it in front of the public eye. You probably are a big old racist. And but I don't want people to think that introversion is a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. I think extroverts and introverts both get a bad rap when it comes to society. But I think extroverts get a more fair shake, because it's more, I guess, acceptable to be extroverted, because you're more outgoing, you're more lively, you're more willing to be around people, and introverted people like to be kind of by themselves. They need some time to process things. That's the big word. They like to process. They don't like doing as much as they do learning and getting to know things more, rather than just doing it right away without actually taking the time to figure out how to do it. And that's just like a standard. That's not like that's just like an average kind of thing. Like, I'm not saying everyone's like that, but I'm just saying the majority of introverted people tend to analyze things more than they like to produce things. Like, I'm the kind of guy that likes to sit down and think about things before I like to actually produce anything. I like to think about the plan that I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, and why am I doing it? Like, for example, say that I'm doing a video, just for example, because I'm on YouTube right now. I'm doing a video, and I'm trying to figure out what the video is about and why I'm doing it. Well, let's say I'm doing a list item. What am I going to do? What have I not done? Should I do this? Should I do that? Yeah, I could do that, but would this be better? Yeah, I think so. All right, let's try it out. Okay, that works. Well, maybe not, or something like that, you know? Just like really in my head, and I just talk to myself all the time, and I kind of just critique myself with myself. And I do that a lot. I constantly talk to myself when I'm in the car, when I'm home alone, even when I'm around people. I try not to let it come out too much, but I might whisper to myself, like, what the fuck are you doing, Jake? Huh? What's wrong with you? You know? Like, I give myself a hard time, always. Whenever I mostly when I'm in the car, like driving home from something, maybe I had a bad day from school or work or whatever, and I'm just driving home like, you piece of shit. What made you think that was a good idea? Or whatever. I almost never talk to myself in a good manner, I guess. I'm never giving myself compliments. It's always bad things or things I can improve. Because I always want to do better. I always want to be a better person. And I feel like I am a good person, but I am also very selfish. I'm a very selfish person, and I don't like people. Which kind of plays into the introversion. All my life, I have been told to, I guess, get out there and just do stuff. And make friends. And I did that. And I did it. It was okay. I can do that very easily. I feel like I make friends very easily, but it's the keeping them around that's hard, you know? I have a hard time keeping my friends because I tend to push them away because I don't want to be around anyone ever. Now, if you're like this, then please be my friend, because I need other friends that are like me. I have pretty much no one that is to that extreme of a introvert, I guess. And I don't want to just label it, oh, I'm shy, or I don't want to do things because I'm an introvert. I don't want to do things because that's just who I am. Whether that's me being introverted or not, it's classically like that kind of personality. So that's what I'm putting it as. Not because it's just a cop out, but because it kind of is that. It's how my brain works. And I just need time to myself. And if I don't get that, then I am very awful. I'm just a horrible person. I'm very groggy. I'm very grumpy. Like, I go to school all day and I work all day in between classes. And if I don't go home immediately after that, or maybe have a little bit of time in between to myself, then it's going to get ugly, you know? Like, I will never yell at anybody. I will never raise my voice to anyone, because I'm just not that kind of guy. I'm a very mild-mannered guy. A meek person, if you will. But, I will think some very nasty thoughts. And I will never hurt you. I will never harm you in any way, unless you really do something to piss me off, which I've never had anything really piss me off that I know of, that I can remember, maybe a long, long time ago. But I never did anything about it, because I'd never do anything about it, because I'm a very, I guess I'm a pacifist. Am I a pacifist? I think I might be. And it's not because I don't want to fight. It's because I feel like that would be... it would be stupid. It would be a stupid move, I guess. I guess I kind of want to be the bigger person. Like, if you pick a fight with me, I'm not going to fight you back. Because, why? What are you trying to prove? What is there to gain from beating me up? Or from me beating you up? It doesn't matter. Like, if you pick a fight with me and I win, what do I gain? I gain nothing. And you don't lose anything either. We're the same people. we gain nothing, we lose nothing, and we're just going to go about our daily lives the same. Now, it does say a lot about you if you're just going to pick a fight with a stranger, or even if you're my friend. It still says a lot. I think it's, I don't know. I've never been picked on by a random stranger that I didn't know a little bit, you know? Like, people at school, I kind of know, and they picked on me before. I've been bullied. But I've never been picked on by, like, a guy on the street, you know? That would be weird to me. I would be totally pulled off guard, and I wouldn't know what to do. If a guy just like, hey, buddy, you talking to me? I'm like, I didn't say anything. He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah, I heard you say something to my girlfriend. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I didn't even say a word to you. And then, yeah, it would just, like, escalate from there. If he punched me, I wouldn't punch back. I know this. I would either, if he knocked me down, I would either, like, lay there, or I would get up and try to walk away, if he would let me, or I don't know. I would just walk away, if I could, if I wasn't, like, too, like, I don't know, beaten down. But, God. How do we get to this? Anyways, so, introversion. I talk to myself all the time, and it is often in a very bad connotation, and it's always like, Jake, you fucked up. I know, Jake, thanks for letting me know. I don't need any more kind of like insults to my character. I get that enough anyway. And I mean, I think it's good in a way because I don't have anybody else to do that for me. I don't have anybody to like kind of push me down when I'm when I need it, you know, like kind of like tough love. I'm giving myself tough love because nobody else does it for me. Everybody else is always like, oh, Jake, you're great or whatever. And I'm like, no, I need to be better. Like, I can always do more and be a better person. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just a big critic of myself. Maybe I'm a pessimist. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty optimistic for the most part, but when I'm by myself, I'm a very real person. I'm a realist for the most part. But when I'm around people, I'm the most optimistic guy in the world. It's like, oh yeah, of course we can do this, because why couldn't we do this, and stuff like that. Because, I don't know, it's hard to tell what I really feel now, because for so long I've been faking extroversion. And and if you don't know what I mean by that, I mean that whenever I'm around anyone, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's a stranger, an acquaintance, a loved one, or a friend, or anyone, even my girlfriend, I act differently than I do when I'm by myself. And everyone does. Of course they do. Because you can't act like you do by yourself, because they would be like, what is wrong with you? Or anything like that. But I'm saying, like, even the essence that I give off isn't me, I guess. I am completely a different person around everyone. I'm outgoing. I'm energetic. I have things to say, I have questions to ask, and that's not me. But I want it to be me in a way, but I also want to embrace my real self. So it's hard. It's like an identity crisis. Like, who am I actually? I think I'm very introverted because that's how I am by myself, but was I always like this? I don't know. And since I've been faking this other personality for so long, has it become me, or am I always going to be this? You know, like it's those kind of questions that you have to ask yourself. Who am I? Why do I do these things to myself? Why do I fake things? Why do I have to fake things for other people? Why do I have to make them happy? Why is extroversion so, I guess, glorified because I don't know. Why is it so more socially acceptable to be extroverted? Why can't introverts be the ones that are like praised and wanted in the workplace and stuff like that? That's why when I get older, I would like a job that doesn't have to deal with as much people as possible. Like, if I had to do retail, I would be dying. Not saying I wouldn't be great at it. I would be fantastic at it. I think I would be great. But it's just the faking it the entire day while I'm at work would kill me when I got home, because it, after a full day of faking my double personality or whatever, I need to lie down because I am exhausted. And that's what introversion is. If you are around people for so long, you just need a break. You just really need some alone time and a second to gather your thoughts by yourself. And however you get that out, mine would be video games. I smoke cigars from time to time, and that helps me relax for a little bit. And reading comic books, just things like that, just other mediums that kind of like, I don't know, channel that relaxation and that need for it. Yeah. So currently, I am trying to wean myself off of caffeine, and actually I've pretty much cut it off cold turkey for about 2 weeks now, which isn't the greatest idea, I guess, since I've been doing it for so long. I shouldn't just cut it off abruptly, but I thought I'd try it out and see if that's more effective than me just kind of slowly doing it, because I tried slowly doing it a while ago, maybe a couple years ago, and I'd do, like, instead of having two sodas a day, I would cut it down to one, and then the next week I would do, like, I would do a half a soda, or I would, I don't know, just, like, something like that, or I would switch to diet, or whatever it is, something with less caffeine, and now I am just cutting off completely. I have no energy drinks, I have no soda, I have no nothing, except for tea. I have a little bit of tea from time to time, and it's lightly caffeinated, but that's not that big a deal. And I'm not going to stop drinking sweet tea, holy shit, it's good. So, anyways, I feel like the caffeine that I've been drinking for so long, and I've been drinking so much of, because it's normal to have caffeine from time to time, like coffee, I hate coffee, but soda, it's fine. But the amount that I was having was the reason I, hold on, the reason why I was having so much caffeine and felt like I needed to have so much caffeine was because it made me a different person, and it made me, I felt, a better person. It made me a more energetic, made me more lively, it made me more, like, I guess, funny and weird, but I feel like I can be that on my own without that crutch, but just in a different way. Like, I can be funny, I can be energetic, but it won't be, I guess, as crazy. I won't be crazy anymore. I'll be pretty level-headed and down-to-earth, which will be nice for once, because I used to be, I don't want to say insane, but I did kind of, I don't know, I did some weird things. And honestly, I thought that was just me being immature, and I thought that would maybe pass, like it was a phase, but I now realize that, now that I'm getting older, that was the caffeine talking, and I probably could have been a lot more mature if I had not been so, sugar rushed, I guess, and like just caffeinated up, because I felt like I needed it. I felt like I needed to be, if I ever gave a speech in front of the class, I always drank so much caffeine because I needed it to be actually, not scared. And, I don't know. I just needed it for so many reasons. And now I look back on it, and I'm like, that's so stupid that I needed that for like 6 or 7 years of my life consistently. And that's why it's taken so long for me to just kind of get this out of my system, because I have been doing it for so long and it's just constantly like in my veins now. So I think it's going to take a couple months at least for this to kind of make its way all the way out. But after the first week or two, hopefully I'll be able to just not care anymore, and I'll be like, oh, now it's easy. I got over the little hump there, and I'm able to push through it. And I'm starting to feel that a little bit. Like, I haven't really needed it. There's been a couple days when I just have an awful day because I just feel like just shit, absolute garbage. And I feel like, oh, man, I could just go to the store right now and get a Coke or a Monster or whatever, and I would feel so much better. And I'm like, wait a minute, Jake, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't need that, okay? You don't need that to feel like yourself, because you are who you are without that stuff. Yeah. Like, I think, like, if you use any kind of substances that enhance your mood, that's not really you. And I understand that now, and I'm trying to do better. But I do have a fear currently that people won't like the real me if I actually show it. And it's going to be a hard time getting past not faking it. Even now, I'm trying to fake it as much as possible, even though I don't have any caffeine. It feels weird now to try to be super energetic without anything to like kind of add to it or help me out. It's even more exhausting, honestly, because I don't have anything to actually, be inside of me and give me that extra oomph. I have to do it all myself. So, yeah. Well, yeah. That's basically it, guys. I just want to talk about some things for a second and kind of get my thoughts out there, This is like my audio diary journal, and I hope you guys like it. If you like it, let me know. And I might do this another Thursday soon. Next time it'll be about something different, something else that's kind of going on in my life or something like that. So, yeah, if you're introverted, it's okay. It's okay. No matter how introverted you are, it's okay. Everybody is something, and what you are is fine. And if you're an extrovert, you're fine as well. Everybody's fine. That's my motto. Everybody is fine. Even me. I'm fine. I'm not good. I'm not bad. I'm fine. So, yeah. So guys, just, don't worry about it. If you are currently going through some kind of crisis like I am with your identity and who you are, please take these words as some kind of a motivation to figure it out and kind of see who you are. And if it's not who you want to be, then I feel like that's okay, because I think you'll grow to love yourself. And yeah, I love myself, but it's hard to accept that I'm not the person I've been faking for so long, And if you are faking a personality that you don't want to be, then stop it. Just do your best to stop it. I know it's hard, especially if you've been doing it for a while. Like if you're a certain way around certain friends or something like that, just try out being yourself one day and see how they take it. And if they're totally fine with it, then I would keep doing it, because it's honestly just a big relief off of you and everyone around you that you're just yourself and you can be more relaxed and comfortable rather than trying to impress people and trying to, just be the center of attention. You don't have to be the center of attention if you don't want to be. But if you're just that kind of guy that wants to be a center of attention and it's your personality, then go for it. That's totally fine too. So, all right, guys, I will see you again on Monday, and I will also have a list item on Friday and Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. I hope you guys have a great day. I love you.